This is Dr. Olivera dictating for June the 5th of 2023. The first patient is Mr. Curtis Jones. Last name is Jones, J-O-N-E-S. The first name is Curtis, C-U-R-T-I-S. Patient is a 62-year-old white man that is referred to the practice. By Miss Brittany King. Brittany is B-R-I-T-T-A-N-Y. Last name is King, K-I-N-G. For evaluation of the proteinuria and the kidney function. He has a history of diabetes mellitus that has been going on for 10 years. The patient has been controlled with the administration of oral hypoglycemics. The patient is taking glimepiride, 2 milligrams PO once a day. He has a history of arterial hypertension, a chronic obstructive pulmonary disease related to heavy smoking and peripheral vascular disease with a coronary artery disease period. The patient comes today with a laboratory workup that was dated on June the 13th of 2022. That is consistent with a microalbumin of 12 with a creatinine of 185, and the ratio is about 65. We don't have a recent result. I repeat, the microalbumin creatinine ratio 11 months ago was 65.7. The latest hemoglobin A1C is 6.7. And the patient has normal cholesterol with normal triglycerides, HDL that is low at 34, and HDL. An LDL that is 70. The patient didn't have at that time any evidence of anemia, hemoglobin 13.4, and platelet count was completely satisfactory and normal. Period. From the nephrology point of view, this patient has a CKD stage 3A that does not have any significant macroproteinuria. However, he has early stages of the diabetic nephropathy. The patient has gained significant amount of weight. Has a history of peptic ulcer disease. we are going to reevaluate with the ultrasound, urinalysis, urine and creatinine ratio, urine for protein and creatinine ratio, as well as microalbumin, and uric acid, period. Number two, 25 vitamin D will be requested as well as PTH. Following numbers, the patient has chronic obstructive pulmonary disease that is related to the heavy smoking. Following number, the patient has a history of diabetes mellitus that is under control with the oral hypoglycemic. We'll reevaluate the hemoglobin A1C. And following number, the patient has a remote history of coronary artery disease. According to his information, he's going to have a left heart catheterization tomorrow. Following number, the patient had, according to the description, a perforated gastric ulcer that was done in December of the 2022, operated with an Opel laparotomy by Dr. Lackey, L-A-C-K-Y. The patient is on omeprazole. Following number, peripheral vascular disease, and following number, the patient has a severe case of dental and periodontal disease. Following number, the patient has a bipolar disorder that is being treated by the psychiatrist. We'll reevaluate the case in 4 months with laboratory workup. Thanks for your kind referral.